This is John Batchelor. What follows is an excerpt from a conversation with Seth Franzman of the Jerusalem Post, the chief correspondent on the Gaza war, but the whole region, reflecting upon the threat of Hezbollah in conjunction with the threat acted upon by Iran-backed Iraqi militia firing into U.S. personnel in the Jordan-Syria-Iraq region. The question here is, what is to be done? What will effectively stop the harassing fire by the militias against the U.S.? Seth reasons that so far Israel's responded to Hezbollah's similar harassment proportionally. Will the U.S. continue proportionally in Syria, Iraq, and Jordan? That is an open question, and what is achieved? And Seth has a wonderful metaphor to understand how Iran approaches this matter of distributing militias across the region, like a piano player. Listen to Seth Franzman of the Jerusalem Post, an adjunct fellow at the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies, one of Bill's close colleagues, contributing to the Long War Journal.
Well, unfortunately, or I don't know if unfortunately, but probably, you know, the United States will look at what Israel has done. I mean, the problem with these Iran-backed militias is the whole system of them is that Iran creates all these militias, hollows out all these countries like Syria, Iraq, Lebanon, Yemen. It fills them with militias. And then the militias are operationalized like playing a piano. They're keyed in. Whenever Iran wants to play the key, it plays that militia, and that militia kills or attacks Israel or Americans. And sometimes they kill people. I mean, they've killed, as you said, three Americans, wounded dozens. In Israel, they've killed at least 12 soldiers and killed several civilians in the north as well. So, and Israel's response has been, I guess, mostly proportional in a sense that Israel carries out strikes when there are attacks. Israel has ramped that up a bit to cause Hezbollah more pain, which means, you know, maybe 200 Hezbollah members have been killed. You know, that's significant for Hezbollah. But and the U.S. in Iraq and Syria, you know, has not done the same proportionality. It's like 160 or 80 attacks on U.S. forces. The U.S. generally, I think, historically only responds when people are wounded or killed. So there's been a few responses. As far as I can tell, mostly they're kind of ineffectual, and they don't seem to actually eliminate or kill or harm, you know, members of these militias. And they certainly, America is very reticent, I think, to actually harm, you know, actual Iranians. I would assume then the U.S. will at some point take out, you know, some militia leaders or some higher ups maybe and say that we've got evidence that this person was responsible. That would be the general model of what we've seen, you know, in the background. But, you know, the idea of wide-ranging American airstrikes, I just don't see it, especially considering the fact that the Iraqis are already very close, it seems like, to try and basically tell the U.S. to go home based on the fact that the U.S. is invited to be in Iraq as part of the anti-ISIS mission. Iraq, you know, officially hosts the U.S., so Iraq could call on the U.S. to leave, even though the autonomous Kurdistan region, I think, would, you know, call on the U.S. to stay. But that would be different. I think those are issues. And, you know, it's what, 9 months before the U.S. elections?
Right.
There's a lot of things going on.
Much more of this later tonight. Thank you.